we should have Adrian Silver, head of Shannon College of Hotel Management since 2022, taking the position from his predecessor, Philip Smith. And Adrian is here to chat to us about the college. Adrian, a very good morning to you. Thank you very much for joining us on Scariff Bay Community Radio.
Good morning. How are you all?
We're great. Thank you very much. Everyone would be familiar, I suppose, whoever comes to Shannon Airport. The building before you come to the airport there is the Shannon College of Hotel Management. It's been there for quite some time, hasn't it?
It has indeed, yeah. The college itself was founded back in 1951. It was the brainchild of Dr. Brendan O'Regan, I suppose, who's synonymous with the area of Shannon, be it the airport, the industrial estate, the Bunratty Folk Park, to name three of his developments. What a fantastic man he was. A very interesting story is, prior to the college being founded, Dr. O'Regan approached the government of the day for funding. And at the time he was declined the funding, he was told that there wasn't enough jobs for 12 hotel managers in Ireland. And here we are, Shannon College of Hotel Management, 73 years later.
Yes.
And we've approximately 3,000 graduates. Graduates who've gone on to excel in the industry in Ireland and indeed worldwide.
Yeah, and we'll get to the college itself in a little bit moment, and all the training and stuff you do as well. Can I just talk about your own background? How you actually? I just see here that you joined Shannon College in 2006.
That's right, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about all that and whatever else you did.
So, plus my own background is, I'm from Ardrahan in County Galway, and still living in Ardrahan. I went to college in the University of Galway, University College Galway at the time, but now University of Galway. I did a Bachelor of Commerce degree, and I did a Master's in Business Studies, specialising in accountancy. And from there, I went to Dublin, and I took up a position lecturing in Dublin Business School. And I stayed there for a number of years lecturing in both academic and professional accounting programmes like ACCA and CIMA. So around 2006, I had it in my head, myself and my wife, Anula, we both wanted to come back to Ardrahan, both from Ardrahan. Saw a job advertised in Shannon College of Hotel Management for a lecturer in accounting. And I said, this might be my opportunity. And at the time, it was well rumoured that the college was about to amalgamate with the university in Galway. Prior to that, the college was independent, operated and owned by the airport. So I applied for the job, and thankfully, I was successful and made my way back west and took up my position there. A funny story, and probably irrelevant to the listenership on this radio show, that at the time, the Innes bypass wasn't opened. That there was no motorway from Gart to Shannon. So, and the Innes bypass was being built at the time. So in my first year, I had to go the by route to Shannon from Gart up through Tulla and that. So I got very familiar with that part. country. So yes, yeah, so I took up my position as lecturer in accounting in 2006, and from there I progressed to become program leader for our Bachelor of Business Studies and Bachelor of Commerce degrees, then became head of studies and deputy head of school in 2018, and then was lucky enough to be appointed head of school in 2022, succeeding Dr. Philip Smith, who was a head of school for the previous 34 years. And what a fantastic legacy Philip has left the college, and the great position he's left it in.
Yes, indeed. So the college itself, right, you offer two level 8 business degrees as well as 5 postgraduate courses and also PG certs and PhD scholarships. Can you talk us through all that, the amount of years a student would study for, the type of training that's provided, all that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I suppose I start with the programs we have. So we offer academic programs at level 8. So we have a Bachelor of Business Studies in International Hotel Management and a Bachelor of Commerce in International Hotel Management. So both those programs are 4 years, 9 months. And what that entails is it entails 3 years actually in college and 1 year, 9 months out in placement. So the way both programs work are, first year is based in Shannon, where the students get a grounding in all the different departments in a hotel, and that essentially their degree is in hotel management. And it's a business studies degree in international hotel management, and I might come back to that in a moment. But so in the first year, they go through different practical rotations, looking at how a kitchen operates, restaurant operates, how the accommodation department works, how front office works, and they also do a rotation in a module called Life Skills. So in Shannon, we have an operating restaurant. It's Dr. Brendan O'Regan Restaurant. So Tuesday to Friday, students are in classroom environment in the kitchen and restaurant where they're preparing and serving lunch each day. So they get a fantastic grounding in the different departments of a hotel. And I suppose what might be of interest to listeners as well is we are one of the few colleges in Europe that have retained that. A lot of the colleges in Europe have gone theory-based. So they've got rid of their kitchens, got rid of their restaurants, because they obviously are costly to run and operate. But we have been very insistent that that's one of the key strengths of our program, and that our graduates, when they go on to become hotel managers, they understand how the various departments work. So yes. Also in first year as well, the students get a foundation in different business modules such as accountancy, management, information technology, quantitative methods. And they also do a language, in that our degrees are degrees in international hotel management. So our degrees involve a language. So the languages we offer are French, Spanish, German. For international students, they take English as a foreign language. And then for students who have a language exemption, they do a module called intercultural communication. So that's the first year. In second year, then the students go out in a 12-month operational placement. And the way that operates for us is the placement is based in the country of whatever language they're studying. So, for example, German studying students go to Germany. So it's a fantastic opportunity for young people to go out and embrace a new culture and sure. work in a different country. So it's a fantastic opportunity.
Sorry, Adrian, can I just ask as well, are students allowed to do placement in Ireland, or is it mandatory to study abroad?
No, it's mandatory. It's mandatory. Whatever language you're doing, you go to a placement in that particular country. And to be honest, it's the making of students, because the difference we see between a student going out in the first year and the students coming back in third year, it's phenomenal. Okay, they basically come from they go out as teenagers and they come back as young adults, because they get to live and work in another country. So they're away from home, and the fantastic opportunities they have to travel, because the youth of today are well able to travel.
Yes.
So somebody that's working in Germany will go to visit classmates in maybe Brussels, Barcelona, Tenerife, wherever they may be in placement. It's a fantastic year for them.
And it's great to have those connections too, because, for example, if you worked in a particular hotel in the likes of France or whatever, when you've graduated at the end of your 4 years, because you've had that experience in that particular hotel and country, you might be asked to work there again.
Absolutely. And I suppose, you know, for 70 years, we have built up a relationship with major hotel brands worldwide. So our students get fantastic opportunities for placement, and upon graduation, then they're highly skilled, highly trained, and highly motivated, so that they have no problem getting jobs in any hotel right around the world. So just come back to the program then. In third year, then the students come back into college and they study, mainly business modules and some hotel specific modules in year three, and they continue their language in year three as well. And then in year four, another academic year. And the difference between the Bachelor of Business Studies degree and the Bachelor of Commerce degree is, in fourth year, the Bachelor of Business Studies students stay in Shannon and they will study a combination of business and hotel specific modules, whereas the Bachelor of Commerce students, they go and spend their fourth year on the main campus in Galway, and they join the final year BCom students in Galway.
Is there a particular reason why that course is provided in Galway?
Yeah, I see. It's a good question. I suppose we've had a long association with the University of Galway. In that, when our courses were founded back in 1951, the program we had was a diploma in hotel management, which was recognised by the International Hotel Association and by the Irish Hotel and Catering Institute. But then over the years, we became associated with the University of Galway. So, for example, in 1991, the Bachelor of Commerce degree was validated by the University College Galway at the time, and the NUI. So we've had that association going back that long.
Yes.
Just to finish out on the program, then
sure.
After year four, the final 9 months then is a managerial level placement, where students go on a 9 month, where they're basically trainee managers. And in the last 9 months, students can go wherever they want. So some students might decide for particular reasons they want to stay in Ireland, but students tend to want to travel. It's a great opportunity to travel. And currently, just to give you an example of where students go, our current year four students are currently being placed for their 9-month placement, which will start in June. And we have students going to fantastic locations such as Canada, America, Australia, Dubai, Seychelles, London, fantastic. Edinburgh. So it's the world is their oyster, really, I suppose, when it comes to that last 9 months.
Yeah. Hi, this is Matthew. Would you say
how are you?
Would you say it's a tough career to get into the hospitality hotel sector?
I wouldn't use the word tough. Okay, so obviously hotels are 24/7 operations. So the hours mightn't be the traditional hours, but there are such exciting opportunities, and as I've already alluded to, opportunities to travel. But I suppose nowadays within the industry as well, there are such opportunities to specialise. Okay, so for example, we have a very current curriculum in Shannon, and we teach areas such as revenue management, facilities management, event management, asset management. So there's great opportunities for young graduates to progress their careers very, very quickly and maybe stay in the traditional hotel management, become managers of departments and grow their career, get experience, become hotel managers, etc. But there's also opportunities for students to specialise in a niche career area.
Yeah. And just another question in regards to hotels in the local area. Would many of your graduates, would they progress on to working for hotels in the local area?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, sure. If we take the Clare area alone, I suppose John Gavin owns the Shannon Springs Hotel. John Burke owns the Armada Hotel.
Drumoulin and Castleshire as well, all those places.
Drumoulin and Castleshire, fantastic opportunities. Yeah. And I suppose students in Shannon, because of the skills they have from year one and the year two practical experience they have, when they come back into year three, you have the likes of Drumoulin Castle, you have the likes of Adair Manor, you have the Lally's and the Woodstock and Innes, you have all those hotels looking for our students. So our students have no problem picking up part-time work, weekend work, evening work, summer work, whatever they may want. Okay, so fantastic opportunities.
Yes, and according to BBS graduate Olivia Campbell in 2020, the Level 8 degree allows you to delve into so many different career paths later in life.
Absolutely.
And exactly, that coincides with what you said there.
Yeah, absolutely. And this was a recent trend is, I suppose, we focus so much on developing the student. Okay, we talk very much about the ethos in the college. And what I mean by the ethos is, not alone are our students learning the traditional business modules, the hotel-specific modules, but we're also trying to develop excellent customer skills, professionalism, personal presentation, courtesy, attitude, discipline. We instill those traits in our students. So what we've seen in recent years is we have other industries coming to see, can they get our students on placement? Can they advertise on our alumni network, okay, for job opportunities? So you have the likes of the big accounting firms, you have the consultancy firms like Crow, Deloitte, etc. They're all looking to recruit our students. Just something I might mention as well is, for something that's maybe not the traditional for third level, is our students wear a uniform. And that's very much, we're training young hotel managers. So our uniform is essentially a business suit. And we take attendance in all our classes because, okay, when a student goes out to work, okay, they have to go into work. They know that they need to be on duty at 8:30, 9 o'clock, whatever it is. So we instill all those qualities on our students while they're at Shannon College of Hotel Management.
Okay. And hopefully now that I'm wording this question, okay, you know, obviously we know that there's 3-star hotels, 4-star hotels, 5-star hotels. The training that you provide, are the standards the same no matter what hotel a student might work in?
Well, I suppose essentially the basic skills are the same. Okay, I would assume all hotels treat their customers with the best respect they can, but obviously the standards in a 5-star would be much higher. Okay, what would be expected in terms of customer service, customer amenities, etc., would be much higher in a 5-star hotel.
Okay. And can I just ask as well, Adrian, the future of Shannon College, is it looking like a positive one?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I suppose in 2015, the college amalgamated into the University of Galway. So now we're owned by the University of Galway,
right.
And we're a school within the College of Business, Public Policy and Law. And being part of the university, I suppose, springboards us now that we're regarded as being in the top 2% universities in the world. And I suppose Shannon College in its own right is rated as the number one hotel school and the number one hotel and leisure school in Ireland. So we have a fantastic reputation that way. Our graduates give us an excellent reputation.
Yes.
We have a very current curriculum. We have approximately 35 staff. And of that 35 staff, I would think 25% of them are graduates of the college. And they're an except. I'm very lucky to be head of school of a very exceptional team of colleagues who go above and beyond. Okay, their normal duties would be in terms of okay what they do for our students. As I mentioned, we're a remote campus at the university. We're very much strong in our ethos, and that ethos can only work through the commitment of the staff in instilling those qualities in the students. And indeed, often. When students are in college, they might see why we're instilling these qualities in them, but after they graduate, the number of graduates that come back and say that, okay, now I see why you did that. Okay, it has really stood to me as I've developed and progressed my career.
And
to answer your question, yes. The future of Shannon College is very bright. We have gone through a couple of tough years in terms of COVID.
Yes.
Okay, obviously, and traditionally, roughly about. When I joined the college, it was probably 50% Irish students, 50% international students. But throughout the years, the demand in Ireland has grown and the international demand has gone down slightly. So now approximately the breakdown is 70% Irish, 7% EU, 23% non-EU. So in terms of, okay, the demand is there. People are applying, that they see the career opportunities. Okay, our graduates have excelled in the industry all over the world. And indeed, a very interesting story is we have a very active alumni network. And recently we had an alumni gathering in Galway, and I was speaking to a graduate from the 1973 class. And a comment he gave to me has stuck with me since. And we have our graduation next week, and I'm definitely going to use it as part of my speech. He said, "You might leave Shannon College of Hotel Management, but Shannon College will never leave you."
Yes.
And I thought it was a remarkable statement from somebody who graduated just over 50 years ago. And indeed, I was in a conversation with a human resource executive from one of the major hotel brands in the world 2 weeks ago. And she made three comments to me about her graduates. She said, "Shannon College of Hotel Management graduates are head and shoulders above other graduates.
Yes.
They're more disciplined and they're not afraid of hard work." And I thought that was a real testament, okay, to what we try to achieve in Shannon College.
And you mentioned, Adrian, that foreign languages is a mandatory requirement. Mm. A good knowledge of it. For international students that are coming from the likes of the EU or other places outside the EU that want to study in Shannon College, I'm assuming English is a priority, is a main language that they need to have good knowledge of.
Indeed. So our admissions team and our English faculty would assess all international applications, and international students would have to have a certain level of English. They would have to be proficient in English to a certain level. We use the IELTS qualification, so they would have to achieve a certain level of qualification to be eligible to come into the class, because obviously, okay, our classes are taught through the medium of English, so it wouldn't be fair to admit an international student if they weren't going to be able to understand what was going on. So we would be very, very strong on that, okay, that unless they have a minimum required English level, they wouldn't be admitted.
So finally, what piece of advice would you give if there's young people, or indeed older people as well, that might want to pursue a career in hospitality? What piece of advice would you give them?
A piece of advice I would give them is if they're say a transition year or fifth year, I would advise them to maybe look and try and get some summer work in a hotel or equivalent. That's the best way to understand whether you're going to have a liking for the industry.
Sure, like any job, I suppose, really.
Indeed. But I suppose the hotel is so specific, and that there are so many hotels in the Clare region that there are great opportunities to get summer work, and hotels are always looking for staff at summertime. So that would be a piece of advice I would give. But obviously, to make contact with our marketing and admissions, we host open events, okay, where we bring students in to show them around the college. And we have TY taster days, and we've actually a skills course coming up on May the 11th from the college, where students can come in and they can, for that Saturday, they can practice, spend some time working in a kitchen, working in a restaurant, working in accommodation, and working in front office. So, and we will be running workshops throughout that day. So that's May the 11th in the college. And if you go on, if anyone's interested in that, if they go onto our website, they'll see details of that. Or if they contact the college as well, okay, we can pass on details. And if I may as well, in that I'm talking to, yeah, Scariff, we have a number of graduates, okay, in the Scariff regions, okay, Manus and Michael Rogers come to mind, graduates from 1994, 1996. So just okay, on the off chance that they might be listening in, okay, perfect, regards from your alma mater. And we currently have students from the areas like Tulla, Killaloe, Fecal, and those areas. So we have plenty of students and graduates from Clare at Shannon College of Hotel Management.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds like that Shannon College is going onwards and upwards, and it sounds like a fantastic career hospitality.
Please, good. And we have our graduation next Thursday, so we have 95 students graduating next Thursday.
Fantastic.
So students that are currently out in placement are coming back from all over the world to join us in the college next Thursday, and we're looking forward to a fantastic celebration. And I was just looking at the weather forecast this morning for next Thursday, and touch wood, okay, the weather's not been too bad either, so all going well, hopefully.
Very good. Well, listen, I really enjoyed your chat, Adrian. It was very interesting to get insight into the College of Hotel Management here in Shannon. So, Adrian Silver, head of the college, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks very much. Thanks very much, lads. Take care. Bye now.
Bye-bye.